James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. Let's look at news. The Courier-Mail. Police are fuming in Queensland. This is the Palaszczuk government's organised crime inquiry. And there was a claim that police officers, are allowing pedophilia to flourish because they're chasing outlaw bikies. Drop your guns. Furious cops. Disarm lax on pedophiles. Attack. How I survived the West Australian. My six-day ordeal in the WA outback. The Ant Man tells. The ants, so because he was bitten so badly. We have rent returns up in an affordable city, the Hobart Mercury. Hobart now boasts one of the strongest rental housing markets in Australia, while continuing its status as the country's most affordable city. Teens hit and run death reviewed, the Canberra Times. ACT police chief orders probe. Questions over the investigation back in 1987. Turnbull considering tax reform ahead of election, that says the Canberra Times. And PMI's poll next spring, the Sydney Morning Herald. Malcolm Turnbull has given himself 12 months to reframe his government, setting a course for a policy heavy budget in May, possibly a GST increase, with an election to be held not before September 2016, speculates the Sydney Morning Herald. Hartzer sees demand for credit falling. The Australian Financial Review, the Westpac plans to take a harder line on costs to preserve profits and dividends because it expects credit growth to be lower for longer. And there's something about some kind of horse race on today as well, Fran. Also, attending the races will be the delightful, amongst the 100,000 commoners at the Flemington, the Lady Kitty Spencer, the eldest daughter of Charles Spencer, ninth Earl of Spencer, and she is the niece of the late Diana, Princess of Wales. And Turnbull abolishes knights and dames on her arrival, which is deeply insulting.
Lovely. And James, your tip for the race?
Do not wash coloured clothes with whites.
Thank you. That's excellent. That's about as good as it gets from James. I'll get your real tip later.